HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
It's time for your Guadalupe Squares. Today's version, the Caliendo Squares, as he has something to promote, which we love.
We do?
Yeah.
Thanks. That was half less trip. That wasn't all the way there. You were halfway to trip. You started your trip.
No, seriously. It's fun to have you. Oh. Anyway. But it is. Frank's got a show coming up here at the end of the month. Memorial Day weekend is the 26th, 27th, 25th, 26th, 25th, 26th, 27th.
Whatever.
I don't care.
They'll figure it out. StandUpLive.com.
Right. StandUpLive.com. Go see the great Frank Caliendo. In the meantime, let's play the squares, just like the Guadalupe squares in Guadalupe, only we moved it over here to Papago and kept the name. Eric?
Thank you, Johnny. Starting in the top left corner, Kim Jong-un shooting missiles again as President Trump.
Upper Kim Jong style. Upper Kim Jong style. It's hard to say it two times in a row.
Long-range missile style. It's hard to say any of it. I don't speak Korean.
Very difficult.
That's the bigger problem.
I don't even like their food.
No, they're gross.
Gross.
They're gross people.
Well, wait, you guys met with them. And you,
right. Well, it doesn't mean we like their food.
Oh, okay.
I've met
we
with plenty of people.
We had McDonald's, just like we serve to anybody who wins a championship here in this country.
Okay.
That's right. We bring America's finest to you if you agree to stop shooting missiles or you win a title.
As a joke, I brought hot dogs.
And to Vietnam?
And, you know, I don't like to bring this up, but those people are very small, and their hands are very, very, very small.
Very tiny. I put one in my pocket.
Yes.
One of the whole people. Tremendously large pockets.
Very big pockets.
But you guys have small hands, too.
Huge. Take a look at this.
Look at that hand.
I'm covering your entire face right now with one finger.
That's right.
With a single finger with one
digit. Great big finger. Look at the size of that incredibly impressive finger.
Look at that.
I thought that was a long-range missile. I thought that was a big missile finger, but it's just a finger.
Look, I'm shooting. Hold on.
There goes the long-range finger.
A long-range digit.
That's what we've got, and they better be warned, or we'll get no more McDonald's.
I have a hand signal, too.
That's right.
You know what I'm also going to do, great me?
What's that, you?
I'm going to put tariffs on Eric.
That's a great idea.
Huge tariffs for every time he talks. It's going to be 25%, 30%.
Oh, my
God. Each word will be taxed 20% higher than it is right now.
And it will accumulate on its own.
Of my salary? Then that's not much. You're fine.
That's right. But we're going to take it all, and you're going to be in terrible. It's going to be tiny little tariffs for tiny little people.
A little TNT.
That's right. TNT is dynamite.
Top middle square. Mother's Day. He was wishing mothers a happy day, I guess. It's a Morgan Freeman. What were you doing? Yo mama jokes? What was going on there?
Well, it seems that's what... Oh, there he was.
Can't do it.
Running in as quickly as he could to press the button for the music we've been waiting for. Eventually.
Well, he's got to load it.
Yeah.
It will all start to sound right. But until then, it just sounds like crazy people talking over a circus.
I guess.
Somehow or another, it makes a difference.
It's like a movement just happened.
I guess I just missed my music.
Toledo had traipsed across 500 yards of the filthiest slop he'd ever been a part of.
To see his mama for Mother's Day.
That's right.
Ah, yes. Mother's Day with my 175-year-old mother that we talked about yesterday and I called back. And hopefully the audience remembers some of it.
Still alive. Still covered in freckles just like us. In fact, Toledo's mother has freckles. His mother's so ugly, I tried to connect the dots just to draw a prettier person.
His mama's so poor, she can't even afford to pay attention.
His mother's so fat that when she wears a yellow dress, people climb into the dress thinking she's a taxi.
His mama's armpits are so hairy. Looks like she's got buckwheat in the headlock.
His mother's so fat she left the house in high heels. Came back in flats. Never once changed her shoes.
Your mama's so fat, Toledo. She can't even jump to a conclusion.
All right, we gotta move on.
Why?
I don't know.
Your mother's such a drunk, Richard, that when somebody said drinks on the house, dumb bitch got a ladder.
Ah,
Toledo's mother. Always good for fun.
Happy Mother's Day.
She's still with us, Rich?
Yeah, oh, good. You gotta start with that question.
I probably should.
Is she dead?
Like we did with Billy yesterday.
Your mother's so fat, Richard, if she was in Star Wars, she'd be Admiral Snackbar.
That was solid.
That's a closer. That's a closer.
All right, top right square. I think they're about to make a buddy picture or a show or something. It's John Gruden and Steve Keim, everybody.
Opa Gruden style. Worked it in twice, man.
I didn't know your career. Talk it over you.
Next square.
You can't next talk square. Over me. Next square. Next I'm square. The security director next for the square, Arizona yeah. Phoenix Cardinals.
Next You're a great team.
Next
Come
square,
on.
Man. Next square.
I will trade you this
next square.
Square.
Next square. Next square, man.
I will wow. trade you
hey,
this
man.
Square.
Was that a, what was that? Some type of dystopian?
Hey,
Brady.
Next square. Next square.
Brady came up with a great name for a buddy movie.
Next square.
What's that?
Tango and Trash.
Next square, man.
Great one, Brady.
Next square. Don't pick this one, anybody. I'll give you,
left.
I'll give you a pair of pick tickets not to, screw,
hey.
Not to pick. Don't
buddy.
Pick.
Hey, buddy. Hey, quit calling me and making
square.
Trades. That's
hey,
crazy.
Hey,
you got
hey,
me what, on man. The Dang Patrick show.
Tell you what, man.
The Dang Patrick?
I got in big trouble on the Dang Patrick.
Tell you what, man.
Is it going to tell
next
me you traded me?
Next square.
I traded a Yugo for Devard Carr. I thought
what,
it was
man?
A car deal. He said, I got a car for you.
Tell you what, man.
I'll trade you a Yugo for your car, and I ended up with Derek Carr. I got
Skip.
Too many quarterbacks.
Skip
in the left square. The NBA playoffs are here. It's Shaq and Charles Barkley, everyone.
I don't know if anybody saw this, but Shaq served back in effect.
What are you saying?
Shaq served.
I think it's
time for me to sell something.
It's pretty simple to understand.
Really? I don't know why everyone has trouble when I say it's time for me to do something, make a little side cash. Shaq surf!
Tell them about your great product.
My great new product. Hey, you feeling a little weird? Not having your period? You might be pregnant. Try the new Shaq pregnancy test.
Let's act it out a little bit.
All right.
Huh. I wonder what situation I'm in right now.
What's wrong? Give me some of your symptoms, lady.
I had a really wonderful night last night with someone very special that I met a couple hours before.
Did you make love?
We certainly did a couple of times.
Uh-oh. Was you protected?
Define protection.
Did you wrap a bunch of Reynolds wrap around the end of his privates before it entered your tuna?
which you should probably sell as well.
I know what the problem is, and you don't want this problem. You don't want a baby Shaq. No baby Shaq. No baby Shaq. Shaq, 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 Shaq. So, try a Shaq pregnancy test to find out if you in full.
Wait a second. I can find out immediately what's happened?
That's right. Let Shaq's tiny little hand go up inside there and find out if there's a baby in it.
A baby Chuck?
Baby Chuck. Do-do-do-do-do.
In the middle square.
Shaq pregnancy, sir.
He's also doing sales. Apparently, Bunny has been taken.
Oh,
and forced
God.
To do an endorsement. We got Brady Bogan and Liam Neeson in the middle square.
I don't know which one you want me to do.
I wasn't sure where we were going with this.
I don't know.
I don't know who you are.
You haven't seen the video?
I don't know what you want, but I do know that you've been on IMDb all morning.
Bunny's been taken hostage.
What?
And I know she loves Porkopolis. Let her go. And the ribs are free.
Wait a second. Now I'm understanding what this bit is.
Me too.
It took me
it
a
took
second.
It took me a second too. I wasn't really. Nobody really told
but
me
it's
we were going.
Pretty fantastic. Whoever set it up, was that you, Eric?
Yeah, nice job, Eric.
You did a nice job.
None of us really.
Written
knew.
In front of you, if you'd read.
Oh, we don't read.
Oh, okay.
You know what?
We're like R. Kelly.
I'm looking at Bunny right now.
She
doesn't have a lot of time left.
It's not good.
Let her go. It's not worth it.
Brady took her.
If you let her go, I'll give you all the ribs you want. If you keep her, you're going to hear this in your dreams. Make this a happy Mother's Day. And let my mother go. Let my mama go.
I will find you. I will hunt you down.
And I will feed you.
Feed you my secret sauce.
Ew.
And if it gives you too much sauce, buy a pregnancy test.
Middle right square.
Shut up!
Middle right square, it's Chris's birthday, so the entire Berman family is here, everybody.
You know I was going to say, my mother is here. It's very important to me.
Say what you will.
Yes.
It.
And?
She is a mother. Yes, she is.
That.
Let's bring her in. Let's bring her in.
Let's bring in Mrs. Berman. Come on, Chris Berman is her name. Come on in,
Short for Krista.
You should, you know what? It's wherever you want. You know what? It's a good name. Come on, Miss Berman. Give me my
Happy
mother.
Happy Mother's
it's
Day.
It's my mom, everybody. Happy Mother's Day. Mom, are you going to say anything about Mom?
Hi, boys.
Well, you didn't sound anything like I expected.
Wait a minute.
You
know,
it sounded like Brady.
We must get our voice and cadence from our father.
You know what? On Father's Day, we'll try this again. And we'll see if I didn't realize how little we sounded like our mom. Sometimes Mom does a thing and we don't even know where it comes from. But you know what? We love her anyway.
And a lot of times, and this is true, and I've seen it happen before, there is a certain thing we're looking for out of you, and it didn't happen that time.
Maybe that's not your real mom. Check DNA test. We find out today.
Tell you what, man, I had one with Deuce.
Bottom of the left square, it's Brady, Secret Square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Yeah, how you guys doing? I'm 60 years old. I'm an actor. I was Marcellus Wallace in Pulp Fiction. I was Luther in the Mission Impossible movies.
That's racist.
And Arby's has got the meat.
Oh, man.
That sounds like more like how our mom should have sounded.
Bottom middle square.
I agree.
It's her birthday Sunday, although she's dead. It's Katharine Hepburn.
I've been dead for quite a long time now, Eric. It's a long time since I've died, and I brought back my sister.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's
Aubrey.
Well, it's Aubrey. No, she's we can't get her started. She's flooded. She's got a crank start. Let's just keep trying. She's the lead singer of a band called Korn. Her name is Jonathan Davis.
Jonathan Davis. Yeah, I didn't think Aubrey was your real sister.
No. We don't have anyone like that. Now say hello to my mom.
Hello, boy.
That's better. I like how Brady has to actually shake himself to do it.
That one actually sounded pretty good.
That wasn't bad. I didn't enjoy the Jell-O look at all. You look like a man with no bones doing an impression of Catherine.
It was as though we're in the middle of that Christmas poem.
You guys leave my mom alone.
Okay. I don't know where you're. I was still in the middle of my thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
shook like a bowl full of jelly.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you just got to get it out a little quicker.
Say what you will,
broadcast professional.
Just talk.
All right, bottom just right talking. Square.
I don't like how those Burmans sound. They make weird noise.
I apologize.
Baby,
Berman.
Bag in your square.
I was asking you to do the baby.
Who did
you? Donkey. Japanese porn.
Kevin Hepburn.
Bottom right square. We're going off the rails.
It's boys.
Trip Reeb, everybody.
What in the hell?
I'm sorry, Trip. I can't control them.
Was that?
They're losing their mind.
I loved it.
Did you?
Mostly because it was no Eric. I would listen to people making stupid noises for a good 10 minutes before I'd ever say, hey, let's have a chat, Eric O'Connell.
That's not very nice.
Trip. Well, it's the truth, and sometimes the truth hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah. Go Cubs.
Yeah. Well, the Dodgers still have a better record.
All right, we got.
And none of the Dodgers beat up women.
You have a point there.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Well, that we found out. Yeah. Right. Very possible.
You know, we've spent the entire show just doing the intros.
That's really the game. Where the fun of the game is.
Once you introduce the contestants, it starts going downhill.
It's a big part.
Now we got to go back.
All right, we got Kayla and Shannon, the boy, on the line.
Kayla, are you there?
I am there. Or here.
It's just a T of difference. One T. This is what I was talking about when you let them.
Shannon, are you there?
Shannon's here.
Shannon. All right, Kayla, pick a square.
Shannon's killing it, man.
I'll pick center square.
Center square. Ooh, we got Brady Bogan and Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson, we got to find my mom. We took her hostage at the pork house, and she's gone.
She escaped your clutches, Brady?
Yeah, she got out.
Why is this woman tied up with meat?
It's different. We tied her to a bunch of meat so we could smell her out later.
It's actually meat tying her down. Anyone could get out of this.
If they wanted to.
They're hungry.
Why would you ever want to leave a pile of meat that you're tied to?
I don't know.
This woman can actually gnaw her way out.
Ooh, I'd like to see that.
Hostage.
I like when my mom eats big old bones of meat to save herself. Yeah.
Could you do me a favor, Brady, and save me with this line?
Oh, man.
Here we go.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
What's
What's the question?
Oh, okay.
Hey, it's your job now.
True or false?
Jeez.
Strawberries can be white, yellow, blue, or green. Is that true or false?
Mostly white. Or the good one.
You know what they could be? Little black bastard strawberries. One of us is afraid to say it, but I'm not.
I haven't seen
Oh, I said the same thing, just in a nicer way.
You didn't say it right. Black B words.
Strawberries can be white, yellow, blue, or green. Is that true or false?
Everybody knows strawberries are red, unless you're an idiot.
All right, so you're saying false.
Right. Yeah.
They say false. You agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's yes. Right, it is false.
Yeah. Strawberries are red.
Cool. They can be white and yellow, too. Just not blue and green.
If they're rotten or something.
X gets the square right, Shannon.
Or dipped in
what was his name? Shannon?
Shannon.
Why is he trying to tie his mother up with strawberries?
I don't know.
I like when my mom dips strawberries in whipped cream, and her lips grow.
Shannon, oh, pick a square.
Brutal.
Top left.
Top left. We got President Trump.
Oh, my hands can barely fit in this square.
We're going to need a third square for us. It's two of us with squares, and then our hands need their own square.
One time I played four square with three other people, kicked them out, played it by myself, because that's how big my hands were. Baby bouncies, no double dutches.
Oh, okay.
It's true. That's I did the hand drive and won a tournament and broke the record for most hands in a hand drive, and it was just me. It was confusing. There's so much hand work. I'm incredible at dancing with my hands. Jazz hands invented it.
Are you getting Melania anything for Mother's Day?
My hands are so big that two of my fingers actually have penises.
Why did you deflect my question?
Who?
Melania.
Oh, yes, I remember her. The woman with the accent that isn't my daughter.
Yeah, she's the mother of the Baron.
Oh, that's right. Baron's mom. She enjoys my giant phallus-like hands.
I like to dock in the Melania Falcon.
That's a great place to dock. In the Dagobah system.
I don't understand.
I don't either, but it's great stuff. For some reason it works.
All right, here's your question.
Dagobah.
Dagobah. Sounds funny. Almost gay. Almost
Italian
racist.
Planet.
It's got, yeah, it like hates Italians. It's also got like dirty sounds.
All right, we'll
like Melania. It's an Italian goat. Dagobah.
There are cells in the human body called faggot cells. They cause leukemia.
Oh, my God.
Well, this fits perfectly with where we're going
exactly
with this.
Exactly right. Are they spelled that way? We don't use the homo F word.
Possibly.
All right, I'll say...
What was the question?
There are cells in the human body called faggots.
By the way, can you ask questions better? You're not doing a great job.
They cause leukemia. True or false?
In fact, we've just hired one of my hands to host because it speaks six languages.
I'm going to go true just to move this forward.
I don't have any in me because I'm a straight man. So I guess that makes me immune to leukemia. I can't catch it because I have no faggot cells.
Okay.
Speaking.
But do they exist?
Is that true? How's this all tying back into Star Wars? Use the Force, leukemia.
Yeah. I think I tried to get my Dagobah system once and we fought for an hour.
So you guys
didn't lift my huge hand.
It was perfect timing for that part of the music.
Yes. True.
True, they say. Do you agree or disagree?
I guess I'm going to agree.
That's right. It is true.
Well done.
You guessed right.
Oh, get square. Kayla, you're on big square.
All right. Top right.
Top right's John Gruden and Steve
Bannon. Hey, man, get the question out, buddy. Come on. Hey, Eric. What's
the question? Negotiate?
No, what's the question, man? What's the question? Come on, tell me the question.
Steve's sleeping.
Get the question out. Eric, tell me the question. Hey, Eric, the question. Come on, man. Let's move on.
All right, here's your question.
We're way behind in the game right now.
True or false?
Hey, why is he making all that noise?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought, you know, you guys would hang out and talk a little.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Get the question out.
I gotcha.
I got him. I diverted things.
Get the question out. Who?
That was no. Come on, man.
Knock, Eric. Knock.
Eric,
who's there?
You're killing me, man.
Get the question out.
Kill me, man.
Get the question out.
You killed me, man.
Josh Rosen.
You're killing me, man. Can't be part of this.
That's your friend, John. Yeah. You can be a part of it.
More importantly, it's Frank's friend. Come on, man.
True or false?
We could still be friends.
The state of Ohio gives out different colored license
plates. Oh, wait! True.
For people convicted of DUI.
True. I said true.
Well, don't you? True. You should ask Steve. He's had a DUI.
No. True. True.
I would like to get a license plate that wasn't mine.
True. True.
Why?
To drive around as another person.
I'm going to be traded to another game myself. True.
Traded it.
All right. Well, they say true. Do you agree or disagree?
Boy.
I disagree.
Oh, actually, it was true.
I told you.
Oh.
O gets a square. All right, Sean and I, you can take Morgan Freeman for the win.
Yeah, let's do Morgan Freeman.
All right, top middle square.
Sometimes it takes
Yes.
What
happened to the other Morgan Freeman?
Now I'm Morgan's 188, who sounds a lot like Katherine Hepburn. But I'm Morgan's mother.
That's my mom. 175 years young.
She looks good.
I look very good.
Well, for 175, being a mummy, she looks good. Compared to I don't know what. Digging up bones, I guess.
That's just the way it would have to have been.
I just like that one of the contestants is living in a wind tunnel.
Maybe put the top up.
Yeah, that would help.
That would be a suggestion that most logical people would go with. But evidently they're hanging out their window like a dog, pretending they're running as they drive down the I-10.
Sometimes people like to call into radio stations while riding in a Jeep.
We don't appreciate it.
We don't like it at all. In fact, we hate it. If we could figure out on the thing which one of them's doing it, we'd hang up on them. But we can't.
It's too late.
It's far too late.
All right, here's your question.
But you know who it's not too late for? My mother. Circle gets a square.
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down. You're wrecking everything.
I don't have a radio.
Not you. You're fine. True or false, the first film with a $100 million budget was Deep Impact, starring Morgan Freeman.
There's a meteor headed directly towards my mother.
She's probably wishing,
you know what? Take me. Eric and I were thinking the same thing, probably because we've lived pretty much the same life. A life of regret and wonderment.
Wonderment? What does that mean?
I'm not sure what wonderment either.
My mother is so dumb, she tried to climb Mountain Dew.
Do your mama joke, she's right here.
Well, I know she's not dead, and I'm not sure if Shannon's or Kayla's mothers are still with us. So I'm just going to make fun of my own because she's immortal. My mother's so dumb, she thought Spotify was a stain she needed to get rid of.
Can I say something while you're on this topic?
Sure.
I'm the kind of guy who makes a deep impact. Let me just say that.
All right. Back to your square.
Dead. Well, I need it. This is one of the squares that we're buying and taking over, by the way.
My mother is so fat, her car has stretch marks.
Truth is that is true.
Oh. Every time she gets out of it, it's ugly. There's a lot of blood, and there's a life cord inside. It's weird, you have to see.
That's
not
disgusting.
Exactly sure what it meant, but then again, at 180 years old, I'm not sure of anything.
Your mother is so fat, when someone said it was chilly outside, she grabbed a spoon and a bowl.
I remember that day well.
Well, wait, now you're making fun of your grandma, because you're saying it's her. My mother.
She's still alive, too.
Oh, is she?
Say hello to our grandmother, Grandmother Freeman.
Hello!
Yeah, it doesn't sound anything like it. It's like Chris Berman's mother.
She's British.
Ask a question. Yeah, she's also the Queen of England.
The first film with a $100 million budget was Deep Impact. True or false?
I don't remember. There's been so many.
I'm going to say true.
All right, they say true. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
That's right, it is false.
Yes.
Shannon, I win!
That's a good one. All right, there you go. Thank you, Shannon.
And it put me out of my misery.
Your mother's so stupid. She was hit by a parked car.
Still kills me. Every single time.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
I might have heard that line 550 times.
Still,
if I were to hear it 551, I'd enjoy it the same I did the first time.
You didn't laugh.
Laughing is sometimes about the inside.
Okay.
Not what you see on the outside, Eric.
People's laughter is personal on occasion.
You can laugh on the inside?
Your mother is so fat, Eric, and she was overthrown by a small guerrilla militia group. And now she's known as the Republic of Your Mama.
Don't I can understand that, but the cadence made me laugh.
My mother is so old, she left a museum once and the alarms went off.
That could be. There's something there.
That's a good. That's actually some truth.
Mother's so old that Nicolas Cage tried to steal her.
That's right. Your mother is so dumb, Eric, she was fired from a blowjob.
That's not very nice.
Think of the man that had to fire her.
Yeah, that's true.
It had to be awkward. Well, I guess that's the end of this Mother's Day special. Morgan?
There's never been a time I've wanted an end to come.
What? I'm going to stop you there. Those are the last words you're going to say on this show today.
The more you know.
Let's get out of here, shall we?
Bye.
Bye, Morgans. Bye, old
Bye.
Lady. Bye, lady who plays the part of every old lady on the show.
That's central casting old lady.
Yeah, it's central casting old woman. In fact, I think it's just the lady who throws the tire through the direct or the discount tire window.
Nobody's ever told you you're not loaded with talent, Brady.
That's true.
It's because they're nice.
That's fun.
Or very dishonest.
It's 10:11. It's time to go. Larry's next. Thank you. I almost called you Chuck.
Yeah.
I want your new character.
Chuck Powell. Chuck, yeah.
Thank you. All the Chuck Powells and Chuck Barkley's. I almost called you Charles Barkley.
That's what it is.
There you go. Frank Caliendo is right there at Stand Up Live. Last weekend of the month, I believe. It's the Memorial Day weekend. He's going to be out there performing for all of you. Check it out at standuplive.com. That's it for us. We've got a huge announcement on Monday. Wait, Frank.
I was just going to say this. Squares went so long that Frank's actually performing at the end of the month right now.
Yeah, it actually passed up 2 weeks. Now you threw me off. Anyway, so we got our big Father's Day, because we can't do the Mother's Day contest anymore. Our Father's Day thing we're going to announce on Monday.
It's going to be hot.
Unbelievable. The stuff we're giving away is ridiculous, and it is going to be
hot.
Sexy.
We'll get Baxter in for that.
Yeah. We'll have a Shaq pregnancy test.
Reverse everything. Yeah. Sounds good. Can I come in without pants?
Baxter should still come in dressed as a cowboy.
He could be a judge.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll have Baxter to judge it this year.
I brought chaps and chapstick and chopsticks because stream of consciousness.
We're done. Larry's next. You guys have yourselves a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day, all you mothers, and we'll see you on Monday. It's 98.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.